This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 22, Heirs. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. A recent study describes what is called the Great Wealth Transfer. Over the next few decades, the baby boomer generation is expected to transfer $68 trillion in financial assets to the next generation. The heirs of these asset holders are set to receive a large inheritance. Our text today informs us that we are heirs of God. How is this possible? Through the grace of God the Father, the sacrifice of Jesus the Son, and our adoption brought about by the Holy Spirit, we are members of God's family. As a result, we're heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Psalm 24:1 tells us, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." Jesus, as the one and only Son of God, is the rightful heir and is set to inherit all that belongs to his Father. And amazingly, because we're adopted as children of God, we're co-heirs with Christ. This has been God's plan all along. He knew in advance that we would be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that Jesus might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And, like Jesus, we will also inherit suffering. But our suffering is not a requirement for the inheritance. Instead, suffering is an inevitable result of identifying with Jesus. As Hebrews 12:3 reminds us, "Consider Jesus, who endured such opposition, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.